Welcome to the Home Service Business Coach Podcast, where we give you the skills, mindset, and wisdom to grow your home service business.
Get a front row seat where you'll get practical steps and information from industry experts, enabling you to transition from being the technician, being the CEO, and building a business that doesn't rely on you. So get ready to take some notes because we're going to dive right into it here. All right, what's going on, everybody? It's Dave Mormon here. I'm the CEO at Home Service Business Coach, and I'm very excited to go ahead and roll out today's episode. We call these our member spotlight episodes, where we are able to profile certain members that we've had come through our coaching program that have got great results. And our goal with these interviews is to really inspire you for what is possible for your business, because here is the sad reality, is that over 90% of home service business owners actually own a job and not a business. They're not able to have freedom from their business or make above average income. And they end up really stressed out with like a $100,000 business and not getting any free time. And so our goal at Home Service Business Coach is to help thousands of home service business owners see the bright light and see the direct path for how, with coaching, systems, and community, their business can ultimately be an asset that they can own rather than just a job that they go to every day. So we're going to go ahead and roll the episode here. You're going to get to see Landon, our growth advisor, actually interview successful members. And I think you're going to get a ton of value from it. So go ahead, get ready to take some notes and enjoy the episode.
You've been with us for a couple of years now.
Yeah. Right?
I can remember our first conversation
Yep.
and kind of all the nuances that we were talking about, man. So I know you rebranded this past
year.
We
did, yes.
Looks great.
Yeah, thank you.
Black Belt Landscaping. Why'd you choose that logo? I want to hear that. That was okay. The first thing I saw.
The honest reason that I chose the logo is because ever since I was a kid, I've always loved dragons.
Okay.
And so yep. Once I did my rebrand through Prolific Brand Design.
Yep.
And so basically what they do is you get on a call with Travis, the owner over there.
Yep.
And so he'll kind of run you through, he'll ask you your preferences, what you are. And so I come from a martial arts background. And so the dragon and the tiger are super duper big.
Yep.
And so after my call with him, I got four different designs. And the first one was the dragon.
Yep.
And as soon as I saw it, I was like, yep, sold. We don't even need to do the rest of this call. I've just always loved it. And it really came out awesome. You know, we've got the leaves up top. Like it really,
yep.
You know, I've all the things that like a dragon stands for, like that wisdom and compassion and knowledge, like it's stuff that I really resonate with. And yep. I thought like, what better thing to have in our community? Plus, you know, everyone, once we get it up on our trailers all wrapped up, it's one of those, hey, who's that landscape company with the giant dragon on the
yes.
side of their truck? I mean, no one else yep. locally has that. So
no, that's great, because you'll sometimes ask business owners and they'll be like, oh, it was cool.
Yep.
It was what the editor gave to me, right?
Yeah.
And that really speaks to the business that you've built and we've seen you kind of nourish.
Is yeah.
It's a very intentional business, and I'm sure we'll touch into that.
But yep.
Take the people back, Alex. Like, when did you get started in business? Kind of a little bit more about you, man. And I know you got a nice and fun one, but
yep.
I'd love to hear the background.
So I started back when I was in elementary school, middle school, and I couldn't drive. So my parents would drive me around to my parents' friends' house, like their friends' houses. And I would use their lawnmowers and I would cut their grass. Eventually we upgraded. We had a minivan, and we would put our push mower into the back of the minivan. My dad would drive me around and we would push mow. I had my first commercial client at like 13, and it was this little bed and breakfast, like three towns over. I paid my dad $2 a day to drive me there, to use his equipment,
$2 a
to
day?
Work for me. Yeah.
Man, and that's slave labor.
Pretty much. I didn't know any better. I was charging this place at the time like $35, which nowadays I look at it, I'm like, this is a $200 lawn all day long. I'm like, I was paying my dad basically nothing. But that's really how it started.
Yeah.
And the reason I even got into it was I always wanted a MacBook Pro. And so my parents,
the good stuff.
Yeah, it is. And the so my stuff. Parents always told me, you know, all right, well, anything you want, you got to go work for it. So it was always, you know, an allowance, chores around the house. Mm-hmm. I got a small digital camera, you know, little toys and stuff. Once I wanted that MacBook Pro, it was $1,200 at the time. My parents were like, you're going to have to work for that. And
yep.
so I went out. The only thing I knew I could do was cutting grass, because that was my chore at home.
Yep.
So I did a couple neighbors. Like I said, my parents would drive me around and everything. And that was really what started it. And to this day, I still have that MacBook in my desk. It still
awesome.
Runs. Every once in a while, when I want the reminder of like, all right, what why are we even doing this? I'll take that computer out and I'll just put it on my desk. I'm like, because if you're going to, you got to work for what you want here in this life.
Yep.
So, you know, that's always the reminder of the days I'm like, wow, this sucks. Like, I don't want to do anything. I'll pull it out and I'll be like, you at 12 could do this. Like you at 25 can handle it now.
Absolutely. So, absolutely. Yeah. And again, that's, again, going back to your point of like, there's always a, with you, especially Alex, there's always a reason why. There's always a thing behind the thing.
Yep.
And it was pretty cool because I vividly remember checking out your website. And again, if you had a call or you want to have a call, I'm going to check your website out.
Yeah, he is.
And the first thing that check that I noticed was he had the full description of your story.
I did.
The Subaru.
Yeah.
You had the Subaru there before there was any, I guess, upgrading of equipment or anything. You started out the most grassroots way possible. Yep. So take us, Alex, you kind of been going at it for pretty much ever. Half your life, literally, you've been landscaping.
Yeah.
Where's Black Belt right now? Like, tell us like the crews, the guys, because there's something that you mentioned to me. I think it was last year at the summit neighborhood, and we were sitting up at the Exchange Hotel, and you were describing, I really want to do this neighbor
zip code domination is
there
what
we
I
go.
Call it.
Exactly.
So in town, I've got four guys working for me right now, full time. Come summer, I've got a couple college kids that come in and they help us out. I've been doing it since we say 2012, but really it became a business in like 2017, 2018. That's when it shifted from, oh, I'm making, you know, a few thousand bucks here, a few thousand bucks there throughout the year to this is actively sustainable for us. Mm-hmm. And so once that happened, you know, I started doing it myself. I hired my first employee who's still with me in 2020. He's coming on. This will be his fourth year this year.
Wow.
So I've had my guys for a long time. I am blessed to have who I have on my team.
Yeah, wow.
And so we've just been scaling it from there. You know, I'm just waiting on the paperwork to come in. We're about to sign a new office right on the main street in our town, which
Beautiful.
Is super exciting.
Look at that,
We're hiring an office manager this year. We've got at least one, if not two new guys starting this year, a couple new trucks, a couple new trailers. Like this, you know, these past 2-3 years have really been figuring out how to actually run a business, not just, all right, Alex is working by himself trying to figure it out to... This is, you know, with the help of the program, it's one of those, this is how you build a sustainable business. This is where you can take this.
Yep.
And now I've seen all those steps and I'm like, all right, we're ready this year. And I've
talked
to the guys. I'm like, all right, here we go. And we're going to run it up.
This is where we're going. Because I know, again, one of the big things is like, you're not scared of putting in the work. I mean, what those 12, 14, 16 hour days. And again, too, some of those days would be even at the computer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is just like, it's almost foreign.
Yes.
Right. And again, yes, you're not breaking your back, but you're breaking your brain.
You're breaking your brain. Yeah. And especially, and that's even tougher for me personally, because I mean, I come from a computer science background. That's what my degree is in.
Yep.
But it's one of those, I'm very much a field guy. My parents and I still talk about it to this day. When I was in high school, I should have gone to a trade school because I will always be getting my hands dirty. Like this is about as clean and formal as I get.
This is a great
outfit. I have my work boots on right now. This sweatshirt, my girlfriend in the back of it says NW because it means not work. I have an identical one for work covered in stains. Stuff. This sweatshirt is 2 months old. I'm like, I've worn this three
times.
We gotta
maintain it.
Exactly. So whether, you know, I'll put in the work in the field, you know, behind a computer, I'll do it. It's whatever needs to get done. That's how I've always been.
Yep.
Especially because this has always been my baby. You know, there are the days where I've sat in my office, no joke, I've sat in my office and cried and been like, this is so not worth it. I don't even understand why I'm doing this anymore.
Yep.
And then I'll sit there and I'll look back at some of the old pictures I have. If you go to my About Us section on the website, you saw them.
Yep.
And I'll be like, this is why I'm doing it. And especially now that I have a team, it's not about me anymore. Mm-hmm. Now it's, this sucks for Alex and I would love to just quit. I'm like, but I have too many people relying on me.
Yep.
But I provide their income. I make sure that they have housing and benefits. Like we take care of them. And so that's been huge for me as a change is that if I was just doing this for Alex, it's one of those like, oh, I don't feel like working today.
Yep.
But it's that constant reminder of I'm not only doing this for me, like I'm doing this for my family personally, but also for my guys.
Yep.
And my guys are, you know, like I said, I'm so blessed. My guys are everything to me because they were what makes the company work.
Yeah.
You know, without them, I would just be me on a truck making maybe $100,000 a year.
Yep.
Still working, you know, 12, 16 hour days.
Exactly.
So,
and again, it's so evident. You have such a focus on your why and your employees.
Yep.
Why? Like, I guess, why does that matter to you? And how have you been able, you think in your mind, not the technicalities, not, well, I have a great onboarding process, Landon. I don't want the technicalities. Why do you think your employee's been with you for 4 years? Why are guys continuing to come with you and your word spread?
Yeah, so we have, right now, I've got Camilla who's been with me for 4 years. Nick's been with me for 3.5. Jeff's been with me. Jeff's 65. Jeff could retire.
Yep.
And he's told me, he's like, yeah, as long as you'll have me, I'll stay. He's been with me for 2 years. My current guy's been with me for, JR's been with me for 1.5 years now. But a lot of the reason that I care about my guys is just that's how I've always been. I will always put others above myself to help them. Like my vision, even when I was a kid, I'm sure I could find my notebook where I wrote it down. You know, I want to help sustain the lives of 100 people. You know, so because it's
man, that's powerful. How old were you?
I was probably about 15 or 16 at that point. And it was one of those, I was having a conversation with one of my customers. He's like, where do you see this going? And I never had that question asked to me. I'm like, I would love to be able to impact and provide jobs for 100 people.
Man.
So
it's like, it's such a stretch, and like 100 people is a big company.
It's a big company.
But it's also like very respectable and admirable too, because it's not like, you got a dream.
Yeah, exactly. But
you know what I mean? Yep. I want to impact 1 billion people. It's like, okay, dude, like,
sure,
you know, like Amazon level type stuff when you're talking about that. But like 100 people of like having that impact in your community. And it's again, too, what if we focus on the community and not what somebody else is doing across the country, it's kind of how things change.
Yeah.
You're not going to detour there, but
for sure.
But that, so there's that care. There's that. So you wrote that. Somebody asked you, customer asked you, and then...
And that's just how it's always been. I've always, you know, especially my whole life has really been dedicated to service, though. You know, at my church, I was a Sunday school teacher from preschool all the way up to 8th grade.
Yeah.
I did that.
Yep.
I taught martial arts for years and years. Like, I've always been around serving and helping and teaching. And so for me, it's always been, what can I give back? And so one of the biggest ways I've always thought that I could give back is by providing that safety for, you know, for other people, being able to provide something that they can count on, that they can depend on.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's something that sticks and resonates with me, but it just, it hit me, and it's just always stuck. Like, I have no good, I can't point to a spot where I'm like, this happened and this is why. It's just over time. And as I got older, I'm like, I just want to help.
Yep.
You know, and that was especially evident when I first started, like my prices were basically dirt. And I still say it to this day. I'm like, if I had infinite money and I could do everything on my dime, I would still cut grass for people for free. Because that's what I love doing, giving back in that service. And especially now we're getting more and more involved with like local community events in my town. You know, it's all about helping people, because I think that the biggest thing is that helping others, you'll help yourself, because that's really the biggest thing you can do. Because you know there's people that have billions of dollars miserable, whereas there are people with a few thousand bucks to their name dedicated to volunteering and helping out, the happiest people around.
Absolutely.
And so I've just always strived to be like that. Like, I just want to be happy. Like, the money comes with it, and that's awesome, and I can use my money as a vessel to help. But it's all about helping and giving back, really, at the end of
absolutely.
The day.
Absolutely. And so. it's again, it's not like, well, you're getting interviewed, Alex, so I might as well talk a big game, right? Like, literally seen this for 2 years.
Yeah.
This ideas, thoughts implemented on consistently. And again, you can't fake consistency. So again, like, there's no BS. But Alex, okay, so we have 4 employees. Obviously, we're growing more. We're big expansion here.
Yeah.
So I remember our initial phone call, man. You were kind of at your wit's end. You were like, look, the 16 hours. I have this urge to give back, but I'm at my wit's end. I have researched every single thing I possibly can. I'm from the Google library
exactly,
and the YouTube university.
And my degree, as I call it, is in Google. Like, I can Google really well. So I was done.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Yep. So where was that kind of pivot? Like, who are you looking for? Like, you needed maybe knowledge or system or a coach or whatever the heck it is, man. What was kind of that initial, like, man, I really like these guys? Because you were listening to our podcast before.
I found Dave on the Jobber, like the Jobber Summit. I forget what they call it now, but the big Jobber event.
Yep.
And I just happened, I was going through the tracks, and I couldn't even tell you what the title was, but I saw it and I went, that's what I need. And I clicked in and I watched and I DM'd Dave on Instagram, because he was like, oh yeah, DM me and I'll send you like the org chart that I have for my business.
Yep.
And I DM'd him, and then I was following him on Instagram, and we're going through everything. And so then all of a sudden he messaged me. He's like, hey, just by the way, I have a coaching program. Here's what you could expect with it.
Yep.
I think it would do good for you. And at that point, I didn't have anyone as a mentor to be like, this is where you need to go next. I see you here. This is what you're struggling with. Mm-hmm. Because inside my own business, I couldn't tell you what I was struggling with. I knew I had problems, but I could not nail it down for the life of me. I just thought it was a production issue. I was just like, we just need to produce. Because I'm so hands-on. Like, put me in the field,
and you're good.
I will produce all the, I'll produce for 20 hours. Like, we do snow removal. I'll run for 48 hours straight. I don't even care.
Yeah.
But you know, especially when I got to the office and how do we grow, I was like, I don't even know where to begin.
No.
And so seeing his posts and then meeting on my call with you, just, I was so comfortable and confident, like, this is the next step. This is what we have to do next. And I mean, that has literally doubled my business revenue, like 100% growth in 2 years because of some of those systems. And I still work 12-hour days,
but it's because
I choose to do
that.
If I wanted to, I could easily work the 8-hour day or probably even less at this point, but I have just always been, I've always been a hustler, and it's like, I'm going to work because that's what I genuinely enjoy doing. Mm-hmm. And joining the program brought that joy back, because before I joined, the 12, 14, 16 hours were necessary and they weren't fun anymore.
Yep.
Now it's 12, 14, 16 hours and they're fun again.
Because you have the choice.
Exactly, because I can choose to, if at any point I can be like, all right, you know what, we put in a good day's work, we can be done for today, the systems continue to get built and we can continue to optimize tomorrow.
Yep.
But I just get into a rhythm and I'm like, hey, it's 9 o'clock, I'm like, I'm not tired yet. I don't have to wake up until, you know, 7 tomorrow morning.
Yep.
We'll go to midnight. We'll keep going. So that's just how
that.
It's been. And it's,
yeah.
And again, it's not out of necessity anymore. It's out of, because I love what I do. And HSBC has definitely brought that back into my business, which is huge.
Yeah, huge. There we go. Alex, I appreciate everything you're sharing, man, and kind of letting people know more about your story and whatnot. What's your perception? I'm just thinking about this now. What's your perception of us? After 2 years, you've been with us for 2 years, man. What's your perception of HSBC? And I'm putting myself on the hot seat here, right? Because as Alex has been looking at my hairline, you know, maybe I'm starting to fade.
Yeah, right?
Get thin a bit. So I put myself on the hot seat, man. But you've been around us for 2 years. You've met us multiple times in person. What is your perception of us, man?
So honestly, if I didn't like you, I wouldn't be here. My girlfriend can tell you firsthand, if I don't like someone, it's just done. Switch turned, like, that's it. You know, I have so many other things I'd rather be doing. Like, coming up here, like, I was looking forward to coming and seeing you guys in person again for months. Like, the end of our fall cleanups is always tough. Like, it's always a grind just to get out there and help the guys out and everything.
Yep.
And being able to come up is really what got me through that. But I mean, you guys are so genuine. And it's one of those, you're going to call me out on my BS. Because there'll be days where I'm like, nah, I'm pretty good. And I'll get in a call with Dave and he's like, we've been talking, you need an office manager for months. What are you doing?
Yep, like, yep.
No, I don't. He's like, seriously? Come on. And so, you know, you guys will call me out and I've always appreciated that. Like, I don't like the people that'll like pump me up when I know that that's not true.
Yes.
And you guys aren't those people. You guys are genuine, you're honest, but you're gonna tell me, hey, you're doing this wrong and then leave. All of the coaches at HSBC, they're gonna tell you, this is what I'm noticing. Mm. Here's what I did in my own business. Here's the steps that I would take. Here's a book I would recommend. Here's a podcast episode. Like, you guys give actionable steps, and that's why I'm still here. Like I said, if I didn't like it, I wouldn't be here. Like, my plan is to be here for a considerable amount of time because even when I have a $3-5 million company, I know there's still things I'm gonna get out of it. Cause it's not like you guys hit a plateau and you're like, all right, our business is here. That's it. We're not like, you guys are constantly growing and pushing the envelope, both in the businesses that you guys own, as well as just the content that you put out and build within, you know, all the systems and things I've seen you guys add to the curriculum is huge.
Yeah.
Totally. It has grown so much. And I see that and I'm like, there's so much value here. Why would I leave? Especially, and the other big thing is just the group of guys, the community that we have here.
Yep.
You know, we've got a group chat with a couple of us where it's one of those, you'll be having a crappy day. This happened to me today. What about you guys? And you get another guy that fires off. Yeah, we had a tech back a truck into another brand new.
Thank you so much for listening to the episode today. Please share it out with other home service business owners that you think it can benefit. And if you want to get your hands on the systems and coaching to scale up your home service business, then book your free strategy call with our team at homeservicebusinesscoach.com.